This is Gerald Brooks. I want to take a minute and I want to walk you through a few thoughts on leading in crisis. The unfortunate nature of leadership is that crisis is the climate in which leaders frequently have to operate. Crisis is one of the areas that leaders spend most of their time. And as we begin to look at crisis, we find that there are three areas of crisis most leaders have to interact with. There's culture crisis, and culture crisis just deals with the fact that the culture around us is constantly changing, evolving, whether you're in business, whether you're in ministry. As the culture changes, it causes conflict, and many times crisis can begin to come. It's not only that there's culture crisis, but there's community crisis. Sometimes, unfortunately, things happen within our specific communities. In our area, it's not uncommon that storms come through and they create damage and even, unfortunately, can cause death. And because of that, there's community crisis where organizations have to ramp up and be able to handle the number of crises that will happen within their particular community. There's not only culture and community crisis, but there's also what I call congregational crisis, just crisis among people. That as you lead people, you begin to interact with them, you begin to get involved with their life, and unfortunate things happen, and as unfortunate things begin to happen, what goes on there is that you have to be involved. And so in all of our lives, crisis comes. If you're leading, crisis gets multiplied because you have to deal with culture crisis, community crisis, congregational crisis. All of those different kind of crisis come up. What I want to do is I want to walk you through seven principles for managing crisis when it comes up, and just give you a framework that maybe you can look at and keep you on board when you're dealing with crisis. The first principle is this. The facts must be handled with faith. When I say that, let me sort of dissect it. Every crisis involves some facts. The facts are the facts. They're the realities that have occurred. People that you know who've gone through trauma, it's a fact. Your community has a disaster happen, that's a fact. You're dealing with culture, and culture tends to take a bent a certain direction, that's a fact. But here's what we have to do. We have to make sure that the facts do not become bigger than our faith. That when it comes to each of these facts, that our faith is what processes them. We can never let the facts become bigger than our faith. And as a leader, that becomes one of the profound things that every leader does, because people around you will constantly look to you. And if they see that somehow the facts are overwhelming you, then the people you lead tend to get overwhelmed. And so the first thing is leaders have to always process every fact in faith. And if I could put it with this simple statement, faith is not denying the facts. Rather, it is acknowledging that God is greater than any fact that exists. And so as a leader, that is what we communicate. Truly, certain things have happened. Those are a fact. But God is bigger than the particular facts on the ground. And so the first principle, facts must be handled with faith. The second principle, you have to focus yet be flexible. Crisis demands a keen focus. You have to be able to keep your eye on the ball. When my son, who played baseball, was being taught to hit, one of the things that I learned was that one of his coaches said, "You've always heard that if you are going to be a great hitter, that you have to keep your eye on the ball." But he said, "That's true, but really if you're going to be a great hitter, you don't keep your eye on the ball, you keep your eye on the center of the ball." And what he told Cody was that when you aim small, that's when you hit big. And for leaders, our ability to maintain focus, regardless of what's going on around us, is one of the key attributes we bring to the table. Everyone else gets to lose focus and say, what are we going to do? But when it comes to the leader, we get to be focused. But yet there's a balance to the focus, and that is some people can become so focused that they're no longer flexible to react to the nuances of the crisis. So in military speak, during World War II, they would call it target fixation. And target fixation would be a pilot who would be so in tune to where he was to shoot or drop his various weapons that they would get so occupied and fixed on the target that many of them would be so focused that they would literally fly in to the target because they were so focused and they lost the flexibility of knowing where they were and what was going on around them. Well, in your life, in my life, if we're going to handle crisis, we've got to be able to be intensely focused even when other people are not, and we have to be able to maintain flexibility in the midst of whatever we're dealing with. So, focus yet be flexible. The next principle, fight but stay fresh. Fight but stay fresh. What that means is that anytime we're in a crisis, we are having to put out just a whole lot of energy. People are looking at us as to what we're doing, how we're doing it, how well we're doing it. And so there's a sense that you're engaged in a battle, in a fight. And the Bible, Paul put it this way, fight the good fight of faith. He talked about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so throughout, we are taught a principle that we're in a fight. But the fight that we're in, we still have to stay fresh. And being fresh is one of the key things. Have you learned how to really master the moment where you can take the breaks in life and you can create freshness in the midst of them? No one can engage in a prolonged fight be in a position where they're not activating the things that cause them to be fresh. And so if it is you just taking a moment and praying, if it's you taking a moment and reading, if it's you taking a moment and listening to music, if it's you taking a moment and laughing, you've got to figure out what are the things that keep you fresh. Because you're going to deal with crisis, you're going to deal with your crisis, the community crisis, other people's crisis, but you've got to be able to fight but stay fresh. No one can keep strong in a fight if they haven't learned the keys to staying fresh in their own life. And so, simple principles so far. Facts must be handled with faith. Focus yet be flexible. Fight but stay fresh. Another principle is this. Find a team and practice fundamentals. Find a team and practice fundamentals. One of the things that I've learned is very seldom are you in a crisis that you're going to have all the expertise. I've spent 38 years creating relationships to have a team of people around me that whenever a crisis happens, that I can go to that team. Sometimes that team is other ministers. Sometimes that team is a group of attorneys. Sometimes that team are experts in different dimensions and different areas of life, but I've created a network of team. And one of the things that for people who are going to be able to sustain in crisis, multiple crisis over multiple years, is that they found a team. And another thing is you find a team and you practice fundamentals. The great basketball coach of UCLA, John Wooden, he had an interesting perspective. He was asked one time by a younger coach what he did when his team was not playing well. And he always made this statement, we go back and we practice the fundamentals. We practice the basics. He said, whenever our team gets out of sorts, we always come back and say, what are the basics of what we do? How do we do it? And are we doing it well? In your life, there are some fundamentals. The fundamentals are your relationship with God. The fundamentals are your time in Scripture. The fundamentals are you taking time to pray. The fundamentals are being engaged in relationships where people can provoke you and prompt you to grow. The fundamentals are you taking regular breaks where you can stay, as we talked about before, fresh and not grow stale. And so whenever you're in a crisis, you don't wait till you're in a crisis to find a team, but you've developed that team throughout your days, your weeks, your months, your years, creating the relationship equity so that you can make the calls you need to make and get the answers you need to get. But not only that, but you're always practicing fundamentals. What do we do? When things don't work, what do we do? What is our default? What is it that we go back to? What is it? See, the fundamentals create security and leadership. Leaders know these are the things we always do. And if you practice fundamentals, here's where your faith can really, really begin to excel. And that is just simply that when you practice fundamentals, you're able to say to God, we do what we can. You do what we can't. That's when faith thrives, that you begin to do things that you know to do so that God can do the things that you don't do or know how to do, and He can accomplish those things. So, next principle, fix whatever is first. Many times in crisis, it seems like there's so many different layers. There's so many different issues that are coming into play. And at times you have these layers and you're thinking, well, what should I do first? Should I do this first? Should I do this first? And you have all these different areas and you're looking at them and you're saying, what do I do first? Again, if I could take you back to my son, Cody. When Cody was taking Taekwondo and working his way up to being a black belt, there would be times when they would spar, but they would spar not one-on-one, but he would spar one-on-two. And then there would be times when he would spar one-on-three. And even one time when he sparred one-on-four. And, of course, the first time Cody went through this, it was just overwhelming to him to think, well, how do I take on four people? What do I do? If two people come at me at once, if three people come at me at once, if four people come at me at once. And the principle is this. The individual who was teaching Cody just said, Cody, hit the person who is closest to you. They're the threat. And so in crisis, there may be multiple layers, but there's always something that just has to be handled. And so many times, it's a conversation. And that conversation, maybe you need to talk to five people, but you know that this one individual is the key person. Do what you have to do first. You fix whatever's first. You don't get caught up in the problem and say, there's so many things, I can't handle this. You fix what you can first, then you go to the next thing. Then you go to the next thing. Then you go to the next thing. You don't get thrown by the layers of a problem, by the challenge of the problem, by the difficulty of a problem. Here's what you do. You fix whatever you can first. And so in crisis, that's what you do. Next principle. Fear will tell you everything is fatal. I've never been in a crisis where there was the absence of fear. If it's a real crisis, then there's going to be a fear factor that you're going to have to confront. And the fear factor is interesting. Fear will always tell you that you have no options, that you have no possibilities, that there's no way to handle this. Fear will always tell you that you are cornered and there's no way out. The simple truth of the matter is that you have to face fear. And a part of facing fear is that you know that fear always will tell you something at a scale that's not true. And so biblically, the Bible talks about people who flee when no one is pursuing them. Or the Bible talks about men's hearts failing them for fear of things that are coming on the earth. So one of the things that we know is that fear comes your way. But when it comes, just look at it. And when it tells you that there are no opportunities, just understand fear always creates distortion. And if there's distortion that's coming your way, just look at it and say, I'm not going to get caught up in the fog. I'm not going to get caught up in the noise. I'm not going to get caught up in the questions. I'm going to deal with the reality that exists right now. And I am not going to let fear make me give up. And so in crisis, the fear factor comes. What if I do this wrong? What if I say something wrong? What if I mishandle this? Fear will always be a part of the component, and you just look at it and you understand fear always creates distortion, and you just sort of back away. And as you back away, you are looking and saying that you are in a position where you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. The seventh principle, the last one, faithfulness in the face of failure. Faithfulness in the face of failure. One of the things that we have to learn is that faith is when we can trust God. Faithfulness is when God can trust us. When Paul writes to Timothy, he says, God has enabled me who hath counted me faithful. When Paul writes to the Corinthians, moreover, it is required of a steward that they be faithful. Faithfulness in the face of failure. What we know is we stand our ground and we do not give up our ground. And what that means is we stay faithful whether anyone else is faithful, whether everyone else is fearful, we stay faithful. Faithfulness is what God looks for in us. Everyone always understands God's given us the greatest gifts, gifts that we will never be able to repay. But here's what God asks of us, is that we would be faithful. He wants to look at us and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So, in your life, when you're dealing with crisis, you do not compromise your faithfulness. I can't tell you how many times I've watched someone lose their job, go through a health crisis, go through trauma in their life of some kind. And as they go through that trauma, as they go through those events, what happens to them is that they are in a position and they are in a place where they just say, I'm not going to be faithful. And it's just amazing how many people let a crisis create an environment of unfaithfulness. So, faithfulness in the face of failure. Again, we're talking about leading in crisis. Just seven simple principles. Let me go over them. Facts must be handled with faith. Focus, yet be flexible. Fight, but stay fresh. Find a team and practice fundamentals. Fix whatever is first. Fear will tell you everything is fatal, but faithfulness in the face of failure. I think if you use these as a base guideline whenever you're dealing with crisis, God will give you insight, He will give you direction, He'll give you wisdom. But I think what you'll find is this: these seven principles will get you going. And then as you get going, you're going to find yourself coming out on the other side of the crisis. I want to thank you for taking time to listen to the podcast. One of the things that I want to say to some of you is in the Georgia area, I have a roundtable that's coming up on April the 19th. And I just want to encourage you to come. Those of you in the Oklahoma area, I'm doing an event in Oklahoma City on April the 26th. If you'd like to know more about them or anything, you can go to Gerald Brooks Ministries, our webpage, and you can find out more about all of these. Thank you so much.